Welcome to the 5-Year You Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow?
Hey, Five Tribe. Today's episode is one dear to our hearts. It's called Overcoming Setbacks, and I'm really excited for us to get started today on this one. How are you doing, Kat?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I love this topic because we all have setbacks. We all have these challenges that we, you know, that show up in our lives that we would have rather in the moment not have had to deal with. And sometimes life takes us for some turns that we're not quite ready to go on, but apparently we are because we're going down them. So when you have a setback, what is your way of
handling? I think that the way that I handle setbacks, what I've considered to be failures, difficult lessons, has really evolved over time. I think the older you get, the more you understand that setbacks are a part of the human experience, that they are lessons to learn from, and that we all have them. There's not a human on this earth that has grown up and gotten to adulthood without some type of problem, issue, setback, failure, thing they didn't wish happened.
Yeah, I would say that's 100% accurate. I think when we think of these setbacks that happen, there's minor ones and there's major ones. Minor ones are, you know, you don't make the meeting on time, you don't get the team you want to work on at work, or you don't get the articles you want to write, whatever it is. Like, those are kind of minor setbacks. Those are pretty easy, I think, to overcome. Like, you take a deep breath, you do whatever you got to do to kind of get over it in that moment. But I think when people are seeing an episode called Overcoming Setbacks, it's really it's the nasty ones that we all kind of go like. Yeah. So the self-talk around a setback is the most important thing. It is going to determine how you reframe something. It's going to determine how you rise up or fall underneath it, or just put it off to the side and don't face it. Can you give us some contrast of how maybe you used to talk about setbacks a long time ago, maybe as a child or just growing up, and how you view them now, and which is much more how we kind of align our coaching clients?
Of course. I mean, this has been a huge area of growth for me. I am definitely a recovering perfectionist, high achiever. I've probably told the story in the podcast before, but I mean, my mom talks about a time I got in the car after school absolutely sobbing for getting a 90 on a religion test. So I have taken setbacks hard growing up. I did what a lot of girls do. And, you know, you try so hard to do everything perfectly and you attach your self-worth to that outcome. And of course, it's a very hard thing to achieve. And now, you know, turning 38 next month, I've had decades of therapy, work on myself, lots of life experiences. And when setbacks happen, almost immediately, I think, well, that wasn't meant for me, or that was clearly meant to happen, or I can't see why this happened yet, but I know it happened for the best reasons, and I will find out what those are eventually. I have a much more relaxed and grateful view of the setbacks. Of course, things still sting. We still get maybe ignored by people we try to work with, or I don't get a client that I was hoping to get. Of course, there's disappointments, but I just have a better view of it, that like everything that's meant for me is going to come, and things that aren't meant for me are going to go.
I love that. And I think a lot of times you and I use the expression, you know, rejection is protection.
Yes.
And that really comes with setbacks, right? Like, because normally what's going on with a setback is you have your mindset on how something's going to happen and it goes the exact opposite way. And when that happens, there's a natural disappointment. You had an expectation of the future. You thought this thing was going to happen and it was going to go forward in a certain way. And then that path that you had built in your brain suddenly just gets destroyed. And at first, when you're a kid and this happens, it's really hard. I mean, I think when you're a young kid, you kind of roll with it better. And then as you get older, it gets harder because, you know, getting old is like that. And now we're at a place where we look at things and we go, okay, why is this happening for me? Why is this? How is this protection? And like you said, it's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. And we are always working with people to reframe setbacks as to what is the potential here.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of challenges in this world, right? There are a lot of hard things that people go through. Devastating things, unexpected things, natural disasters and wars, relationships, sick children. There are so many things in this world that are difficult. And I know there's many people out there experiencing something difficult. And sometimes you feel like you can't even breathe, right? But I think that allowing yourself the space to feel the disappointment of the setback, of the trauma, of the unexpected blow, whether it's a job layoff or whatever, allowing yourself to feel everything that there is to feel with that. Sometimes it takes a day to, you know, get annoyed that your package didn't come, or it could take years to overcome a significant trauma or unexpected setback. The point of this episode is to help you have some tools to reframe things, or some helpful things you can tell yourself, such as, I am having a human experience right now. It's okay for me to be devastated. My feelings are valid about this. I am allowed to be upset. And then as time goes on, sometimes you get more perspective on the setback.
I agree. I think, you know, we all go through hardships in life. I think the act of trying to avoid the hardships actually makes everything harder.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And whereas rising up to them and going, okay, you know, I kind of got cut out at the knees, or, you know, broken down, or whatever the expression that I'm not going to do well with in this moment come up with.
Who's surprised?
I am consistent with that, though, and I'm very proud of myself for the consistency I've just demonstrated with bad analogies. I think when we look at these things, and it's like, how do you want to show up at that moment? How do you want to be that person who has the setback, processes it initially? I think you nailed it. You got to face it. And the sooner you face it, the easier it is to move on. But I think so many of us are so afraid to face that pain. And the more you develop the tolerance and the ability to face that, you're able to move on faster. And when you are able to go, okay, this sucked, then you can bring in some curiosity with it all and go, I wonder why this happened. Like, everything was lined up for this client. Everything was lined up with this person. And I'm talking about, like, you know, from, you know, getting married to like just meeting a new friend for coffee, or anything in between, or anything beyond. There are a lot of things that happen. But I think when you come at things with that curiosity of that, why is this happening for me versus the why is this happening to me? You get out of victim mode and you get into curiosity. And those are very different places in your brain. And they are very different attitudes towards life. And this isn't pie in the sky thinking. It takes time to adjust to, but it really does help. What has been your experience with making that shift from life happens to me, or bad things happen to me, versus setbacks happen for me?
I think that the shift happened gradually, again, with so much training. You and I mean, clearly we're hosting a self-improvement and personal development podcast. So we are constantly working on how we view things. And one thing that's helped me a lot is actually something you taught me, which is the contrast. And just some of the things that you've said have had a huge impact on me. One thing that we say is like, well, I'm guessing this is a contrast day. And we've talked about this in our, you know, episodes on like sadness and happiness. Andrew's laughing at me.
Contrast days over the years. I'm just kind of laughing at this right now. It's like,
you know, but we wouldn't know what happiness is without sadness. We wouldn't know what sadness is without happiness. And like, some days things go well and you're like on your A game, and then some days they don't. And again, kind of coming at it with some humor and curiosity and saying like, you're having just like the worst day. You're like, well, this is a contrast day. I'm grateful for it. Without this terrible day that I am inside of right now, I would never know what a good day is. And another thing that you taught me, Andrew, is when hard things happen and we go through challenging moments, one thing that you always say is, I know that I am meant to learn how to handle this so that I can help somebody else. And that doesn't have to, you don't have to have a podcast to feel that way, right? Because anytime you learn how to handle a hard thing, you're showing up for your kids, for your partner, your spouse, your sister, and when you go through something hard, sometimes realizing and telling yourself this experience is going to help me help someone else can often lift you out of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And thank you for inflating my ego so much in this moment. I really appreciate it.
Well, you are the best. So just let it keep.
Oh, that is so kind. Thank you. So are you. I just had this smile on my face the whole time as you were saying this. And my thought through it, the whole thing was, this would be an awful podcast if we had never had setbacks and like challenges.
Oh my God. But that's how people operate things. Like, oh my God, I wake up at 5 a.m. and I work out. My life's so perfect. And that's what we're all like seeing on social media all the time. And so I think it's so great to show up and be like, yeah, like this is a challenging thing we're doing on this rock planet here.
It really is. I think it's funny because like, yeah, we look at, you know, the shiny Instagram stuff is always kind of funny. But when you talk to these people in real life, because we get the pleasure to meet some of these people that we follow through our years, and you meet them and you're like, this is nothing like, you are nothing like what you are posting. Your life is a dumpster fire just like mine. So, yeah. Great. Oh, so I think it's funny in that sense, because one of the things we really did embrace in the beginning was this, let's just be authentic. If we're having hard moments, let's talk about the hard moments, because it's likely other people are. And that has definitely resonated with people over the years. And now we're looking at things like with this overcoming setbacks. It's like, we wouldn't have a show. We wouldn't, I mean, in theory, we go, our life would be so easy. It wouldn't be. That is the funniest part about these setbacks. Setbacks are laying the bricks of a solid foundation for the rest of your life. And when you can start to see it like that, you feel better. You're like, okay, well, I guess it's just another brick that I got to lay in the foundation, and oh, it's going to build a stronger me. One of the things we've done with our clients is we will get them when they're having a hard moment is to look back, because we so rarely look back on their lives at the hard moments and how those shaped them to be the person they are and how they formed them and helps them move forward. That is a really, really powerful tool, because it's, you know, there's the golf ball analogy, which I'm going to try to get right now, but the divots in a golf ball are what help make it elevate. So if it was just a plain round circle, it wouldn't catch the air the way it does and you know, have its trajectory. And I like to think of myself like that. Yeah,
Because it's sports.
It's sports. Yeah, I know. But that's the point, is that when you look at something like that, the things that dent you are the things that make you stronger. The things that, you know, these bad setbacks are putting you on a better path if you believe it. Now, if you stay in the victim mentality and go, life is so hard for me, it never gets any better. Yeah, your life is never going to get any better. That's the energy you're putting out. That's the words you're speaking to the universe, and people around you pick up on that. And you kind of become the, stay away from Charlie, he's kind of a downer. But when you look at things with a positive expectation and go, I guess I wasn't supposed to get that client, or I guess I wasn't supposed to make that meeting, or I guess I wasn't supposed to be with that person. I wonder why. And this is really easy to do when you're not in the situation. I will acknowledge that. But when you train yourself to have that curiosity more and more as it happens, it gets easier to move forward. You are being built into a very strong person when you have these setbacks. And if you can acknowledge that, it changes how you view them.
I love that. We both have had seasons of life where you feel like you just cannot get out of it. And that's why it's really important to have somebody that you can talk to, whether it's your partner, trusted friend, a therapist. If you're in a season where it's just really, really hard to climb out of it, there are so many tools and resources that you can use to at least try to get a half step better and another half step. You know, Andrew, one thing that keeps coming up for me, we often talk about parenting on this podcast, is the tendency of so many parents today to want to help our children avoid pain. And of course we do. We don't want them to feel any of the quote unquote negative emotions, because we love them so much. And one of the most challenging things about parenting for me has been to allow my kids to feel the setback, whether like they lost $10 because it fell out of their pocket, or they had trouble with a friend at school. You want to just rush in and like make it all better. But I know that they have to learn how to cope with these things. Otherwise, they would become adults with no coping skills.
Are you feeling stuck in your life right now, kind of not sure where to go or what your next steps are? We've created a coaching program for you to help you discover your path, and we call it 5 weeks to Future You. What you'll get is 2-to-1 coaching with Catherine and I over 5 weeks while we help you figure out what the next steps are in your life. We offer a complimentary call. You just have to go to 5yearyou.com to check it out and set up your call with us to see if we're a good fit. I know from my own experience that it is incredibly hard to do this on your own, and that's why we're offering these coaching calls. We're only going to work with 5 people at a time to make sure that we can give you the attention that you truly deserve. So head on over to 5yearyou.com to get started. Right. And imagine a world of adults that have never had anything bad happen to them until they leave their parents' care at age 18, 19, 35, whatever it is. Well, I have a story then around that. So my story is very me. I grew up in a very hard environment. I had wonderful parents, but my sister had autism. There was a lot of violence in my household because of her, and that was okay. I contrast that to a friend that I had who literally, I think he could walk through a rainstorm and never get a drop on him and just kind of dance through life. And so we went through our lives together kind of in parallel. And 18, 19, I've got my golf ball dents. I've got my divots. I've taken a few hits over the years. That's fine. He hasn't. He gets to, I think we're like around 2021, somewhere in there. And he has his first setback. And it's not a big one, but it was significant enough. I'm not going to say it just out of respect for this person. And it devastated him. And I had something similar happen, and I was able to bounce back so much faster. And the more I've reflected on this, these kind of parallel lives that we've had, I recognize that, you know, all those bad things that happened to me made me stronger. And him not having things, either because his parents protected him or swooped in or just, you know, life circumstances, did him a huge disservice for the rest of his life. And he's had to struggle with that onwards ever since because he never learned how to deal with those hardships at a young age. So when you're taking your kids, and I would love to just wrap them in bubble wrap every day for the rest of their lives. I'm sure every parent probably feels that way on one level. You need to understand that you're not actually helping them because you're not giving them the tools, that inner resilience, that strength, those experiences that they need.
Yeah. It's a really, it's a good example. And I'm sure many people listening are thinking about friends they have. Maybe their friends have wealthy parents. Maybe they're, you know, friends, well, you have those friends where everything seems to go right for. But everybody is on their own path, having their own experience. And I think what you said is a good reframe for people who might be feeling that life is not fair or that other people have more resources or something like that. It's really helpful to tell yourself, I got the parents I was meant to have. I got the family I was meant to have, good or bad, right? Because it has made me the person I am today. Everything that has happened to me, good, bad, somewhere in between, has been a part of like the fabric that's made up your life and made you who you are. And it's up to us to decide how everything that we've learned can benefit other people or our children. But ultimately, we have to stop viewing setbacks as this massive negative and instead kind of step outside the box and say, this is part of the gig. What am I supposed to learn from this?
Yeah, I like that. I like the idea, just that reframe, you know, all these things were meant to happen and it kind of helps you make peace with it. You and I always joke about, you know, when we came down to Earth, we selected all the buttons and different things that we wanted in life. And that's really good. We, you know, if you have good skin, which I don't, but, or you have good hair or anything like that, those are the nice ones. It's the, I wonder why I selected to have, you know, this terrible situation happen to me. Mm-hmm. That helps you kind of look at it and go, it kind of takes the power back where instead of it you know, this outer event happened, you're like, I must have chose this for some reason. What's the lesson here? Why? How is this going to make me a stronger person? It really is about reframing things. What are some things that you can do in the moment? Because you were talking before, like, you know, sometimes you feel like you're, you know, you're walking through clay. And what are some things that you do, that you use to kind of get out of the muck, so to speak?
Yeah. Oh, I love this question. And the answer is coping skills. I think we have a whole episode on coping skills, but I just worked on this yesterday with my daughter. I went to a therapy appointment last Friday, and we were actually talking about difficult feelings. And my therapist said, you know, just remember that most day-to-day, like, difficult feelings, they only last for a few minutes. For example, most of us are not, like, in a horrific mood all day long, right? You feel sad, you cry. In extreme cases, you might, you know, cry for an hour or something, but that's pretty rare. If you think back to all the times that you've had tears in your life, there, it's really only a few minutes of crying at a time. And so one thing she said is just to remind yourself, like, I'm supposed to feel and honor this feeling, and it's only going to last a few minutes. And then from there, you can decide, depending on how your day is going, right? Am I going to give myself the time and the space today to fully feel this feeling? Am I going to spend all day journaling about it, meditating on it, talking to friends about it? Or do I have work to do and kids to take care of? And can I use a coping skill to change how I'm feeling in the moment? So after I picked up my daughter from dance last night, she was having some sad feelings. And I told her, oh, I just learned about this from my therapist, and the sad feelings that you're having are totally valid. And guess what? Good news. They're only going to last a few minutes. So I'm going to give you a choice. We've got 15 minutes in the car before we pick up your brother from tennis. You can talk it out, feel the bad feelings. I was like, or we can do a coping skill. My daughter loves music. So I said, you know, we can pull up your playlist on Spotify. We can jam out in this car while it's just, you know, girl time in the car. And she chose music. And so we were just like singing and goofing off, and her whole mood changed. That is a coping skill, right? So your coping skill might be walking, painting, watching a funny show, but it's a great thing for adults who've never conceptualized the idea of a coping skill to write down what yours could be.
I love those. I love that idea. For me, it's, I have a bunch of them. I think movement is a really important one, right? Yeah. Because I think when these things happen, our vagal response is to kind of shut down with these things. I'll also say too, with like the crying part, I think most of us spend more time holding back tears than we actually do crying. Mm-hmm. And if you're an efficiency person, you can look at it and go, well, that, I am wasting so much time trying to hold back my tears. I'm just going to cry for the 3 minutes and move on. You have permission to do that. I've given myself permission. And it's like, yeah, you know, crying's normal. It releases cortisol. It releases stress. It's what you need to do to move forward. I've got a playlist called Lift Me Up. And the first song that's on it is Ace of Base, Beautiful Life, because I like that. And I'm not, it's just one of those playlists that has all the good music. So I love that you did that with your daughter. And I love that there are so many ways that you can do this. But the first thing I always say is, like, just tune into your body. How are you feeling? Where are you feeling it? And then how are you going to release it? And when you have a setback, you're going to feel tight. You might feel nothing. You might like need to come back into your body and do tapping or something like that, or go for a walk or movement. There's a bunch of different ways. It's going to be up to you, but it's really good when you're starting to bring that awareness in, to become, to build a reservoir, or like an arsenal is maybe a better word for these
little fanny pack of overcoming things. Just put some music in your fanny pack, and just put some like meditations in your fanny pack, and just pull out whatever works at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's different. There's no wrong answer. It's like, you're going through a setback, acknowledge it, feel the feelings, accept them, then start moving forward. And the more you practice doing that with the smaller ones, the bigger ones get easy, because you're building that resilience over and over again in your brain. And you and I are testaments to, like, we've had some bad setbacks in our lives. We've had some hard moments, but we've also had the ability to keep training our brains. And we're still doing it every day.
Yep,
you know, like,
every day.
You know, I got a hefty bill 2 weeks ago, and I had to respond to that. I'm like, I am angry. You know, I'm like, this is a huge setback. This is a lot of money, you know? So I did the normal thing of like, you know, what, in that moment I was angry. I punched a pillow and I felt a lot better and I was able to move on and enjoy the rest of my day. Whereas if I had internalized it,
felt it in,
it wouldn't have felt good. I probably wouldn't have enjoyed our day as much as I could have because it always would have been on my mind. But it's like, it's a lot easier when you can deal with it sooner than later and move forward. I think it's the lack of dealing with it that kind of keeps us stuck.
I love that. Yeah. So I think, honestly, I think that's a good place to end. And I think to summarize everything, setbacks are part of the human experience. It is impossible to go through life without them. But setbacks can provide an incredible contrast. And the more that you learn how to process and deal with the setbacks, hopefully with some coping skills, the better you're going to be able to handle even bigger ones as they come up. And it's a useful skill that can really help you a lot.
I agree. All right. So it's time for our glimmers. Catherine, what is the shiny thing this week that is making you happy?
Honestly, it's something that you did for me. I am. So one of the things I'm not great at is just like tasks that I'm supposed to do for myself because I'm just so busy taking care of everybody else. And I was supposed to like call my doctor and get some follow-up blood work or something. And I think I put it off for like 8 billion years. And finally, Andrew put it in our calendar, 9 a.m., call and make the appointment. And so I just went and got that done today. Of course, it didn't take any time to call. Of course, it barely took any time out of my day to do it. But these things like live in my head and I just don't, like I just have a hard time taking care of myself, right? But the glimmer really is you, Andrew. No one's ever done that for me before. No one's ever cared enough to say, my gosh, lady, you've been putting this off for so long. I'm going to make you do it. But like, it's so nice because you cared and now it's done and it's very glimmery today. So thank you for caring.
You're welcome. I love that it's not stuck in your brain anymore. And I do remember 8 billion years ago when the Big Bang happened and you were told to do this and we had to finally get it on the calendar. So you're most welcome. You are worth being cared for and being helped. So
it's very sweet.
Well, it's true. The glimmer for me this week, since you're asking, is this shirt you got me. I was kind of told my whole life never to wear yellow, that, you know, I'm a summer as far as colors go, and it flushes me, you know, makes me pale and everything like this. But I'm wearing a yellow shirt probably for one of the first times in my life, and I really like it. So thank you for doing that for me. It delights me. I like having a bright color on. It's nice to be shiny, I guess.
Rubbing off on you. Soon you'll be in a rainbow jumpsuit just like me.
There you go. And if you'd like to mail us a jumpsuit,
wear matching ones. We'll do it.
We will. All right, listeners. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe.
Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.